Good morning. The time is 9:30. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KPPS News Center on SummerSound 2025.
Oregon schools have been working on how to implement Governor Tina Kotek's executive order prohibiting students from using cell phones and other devices during the school day. And now, at least two Portland high schools are asking families to help foot the bill, says Oregon Live. Kotek's order included no funding to support the new policy, leaving schools to figure it out all on their own. The new policy needs to be adopted by school boards by Halloween and operational by the first school day of 2026. While most schools do have off and away policies, students are often still allowed to have cell phones during lunch and passing periods. Nationally, one of the more common ways to prevent phone usage in schools have been Yonder pouches, lockable bags which cost around $30 per student. The pouches can only be unlocked by unlocking stations at the end of the day, although some students have looked for ways around the pouches, using decoy phones or buying the magnets used to unlock the bags. Within PPS, Grant and Cleveland High Schools have already adopted Yonder. For the 2025-2026 school year, it will remain up to the individual schools on whether they want and can afford Yonder, or if they will adopt a different strategy to keep phones off and away during school hours, including when students are not in the classroom, like lunch and passing periods. So far, at least two PPS high schools, Lincoln and Franklin High Schools, have reached out to caregivers to ask for donations to help pay for the Yonder pouches. Wells High School has informed parents that they will have Yonder this fall, but has not asked for help with payment. There are less expensive approaches, of course. One popular one being repurposed calculator caddies, in which students would put their phones in at the start of class and retrieve it at the end of class. But this isn't as effective for keeping phones away all school day. The order has had mixed reactions, with many teachers and parents celebrating the idea of no phones in schools, while other caregivers worry at not being able to reach their children in case of an emergency.
You might want to take a look inside your fridge because some ham salads might not be as safe as you thought. According to Coin, Newlywed Foods is recalling Resser's Fine Foods ham salad and Molly's Kitchen ham salad, all because of some pesky toppings. They used possibly tainted breadcrumbs that were subject to an FDA recall due to possible listeria contamination. Multiple salads have been recalled by other companies, so if you've bought a pre-made salad with breadcrumbs, maybe don't eat it just to be safe.
Portland Parks and Rec Free Lunch and Play will have free lunch, crafts, and games at many Portland parks today. Arts in the Park will be at Montevilla, Ventura, Raymond, and Irving parks from this week from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. From noon to 1 p.m., McCoy Park will be hosting the Portland Trail Blazers Rip City Hoops Youth Basketball Program, a program dedicated to provide a safe and fun environment for youth to learn basketball. And at 11:30 to 12:30, Gateway Discovery Park will be hosting Priz Magic, balloon animals, face painting, and even an aerialist performance. Sounds fun.
Salem has declared a drinking water emergency due to a Detroit Reservoir drawdown. According to KPTV, water levels for Detroit Reservoir are being lowered so that migrating fish can get through, a requirement made by the Endangered Species Act. The drawdown of the reservoir could increase the amount of sediment in the drinking water, which could impact the places and people that use the Detroit Reservoir for water.
This has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Jude. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with your weather after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice.
Want to have a good career but not sure college is for you? Try an apprenticeship. Apprenticeships offer training that combine on-the-job learning and classroom courses. Apprentices usually begin at half the wage of those who are certified in the occupation, but apprentices receive pay increases as they learn to perform more complex tasks. Apprenticeships are usually found in the trade occupations such as electrician, heavy-duty mechanic, or painters, but jobs such as drafters, film and video technicians, and law enforcement may also use apprenticeships. When you've completed your apprenticeship, you increase your chances of finding a well-paying job and may become a supervisor or go into business for yourself. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight we have mostly clear with an overnight low of 61 degrees. Tomorrow it is mostly sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Right now it is clear and 66 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear at 66 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently it is 64 degrees and clear in the Rose City. Thank you so much for listening. This is Summer Sound 2025. I am Razor. I am your host for today. And coming up later today, we are interviewing one of the directors for the Portland Pickles, our little West Coast league here, Malachi Roberts. So stay tuned for that interview. Here we are with Beautiful by Bozzy featuring Camila Cabello.